Yo, what's going on, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the LeBron Feed. I'm your host, Devin Lloyd, with CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audio video coverage of NBA basketball. And LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers, they lost to the New York Knicks last night. Yes, the New York Knicks, the team that is trying to lose just about every single game, defeated LeBron James. And LeBron James, not only did they lose, he lost on the game-winning shot, which was actually blocked. And on top of that, had his worst quarter as a professional, missing 11 shots in one quarter. LeBron James was also seen sitting on the end of the bench all by himself, not around any teammates whatsoever. And during the broadcast, people started calling him out, saying that this is bad leadership. And you have to start to think, is the leadership of LeBron James a cause for how the Lakers have been playing this season? They started off great. And we have to remember, LeBron James and the Lakers, they had the fourth seed before he went out with the injury. And on top of that, they were beating the Golden State Warriors on Christmas. But after that, things has seemingly fell apart for the Lakers. And it all added up to the loss to the New York Knicks on Sunday night. And LeBron James not even interacting with his teammates, looking like he is disengaged, not interested. Really wasn't a very good look for LeBron James, which leads to the question, is LeBron James' leadership, you know, having a lot to do with the Lakers' struggles this year? And does he have to fix that? Or is it up to the Lakers to bring in a new core, a new head coach, and other players that will be willing to be on the same page as LeBron James? Those are some things the Lakers are going to have to answer this offseason. If it's me, you have LeBron James for three more seasons. You're trying to win. You're going to have to mold your roster to what's going to work for LeBron James. One, you have to put him around more shooters. Two, you're going to have to bring in more veterans who are okay with their roles. And that's going to also, and you also have to hire a coach, that's going to, you know, make LeBron James respect him. And when the LeBron James is going to have that respect with, so he will listen to and he will actually trust, as opposed to Luke Walton. Because clearly that is not helping the case. But the Lakers are going to have a lot of decisions to make this offseason. They're going to also have to make sure that they put out a winning team next year. Because if the Lakers come out and they look lackluster again next season, this LeBron James experiment in LA could be a complete disaster. But you guys, let us know how you guys feel about it in the comment section below. Do you think the Lakers need to retool the entire organization from head coach to other players? Or do you think that maybe a healthy Lakers team next year with the current players could be doing just fine? You guys let us know how you guys feel about it in the comment section below. As usual, make sure you guys go ahead and follow me on Twitter at DLloydTV. That is DLLOYDTV. Also, make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast from. And keep it locked to CLNSmedia.com for all your latest news regarding NBA basketball. I'm your host, Devin Lloyd. I'll see you guys again on Wednesday. Peace.